We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WFAN remembers the greatest Met of them all, Tom Seaver, and one of his greatest Mets achievements.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check him out. Seaver has 19 strikeouts. Tied the Major League record. The game is over. Brody's out there congratulating him. The Mets are out there congratulating him. What a day for Tom Seaver.
Tom, terrific. 198 of his 311 wins came with the Mets. And in 1988, Tom Seaver, number 41, was retired.
I really feel that I am thrice blessed. One, to have the beautiful family that I have, not only my wife and kids and my brothers and sisters and father sitting here, but to have the beautiful friends that are sitting, that are with me today. The other is to have had a beautiful and great talent and been able to portray it right here at Shea Stadium for 10 years in front of the thousands of people that are here today and the thousands of people that were in this ballpark through those 10 years.
WFAN remembers Tom Seaver.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
And that is what we are about to do, among some other things. It is From the Kitchen. A very good evening to you and I, being at 9:32 on this Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, at 345 Hudson Street. Producer, Key Grip, Unit Production Manager, Choreographer, and Makeup Man, Peter Hoffman, at 345 Hudson. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. We'll take it right up until Sal Licata and Sal coming your way at 1 on your fan, New York City.
Tonight, an entire generation of New York baseball fans in mourning after the heartbreaking loss of a legend, Tom Seaver.
Pitching is using what you have to work with on any one particular day, and that changes within the context of the game.
Struck him out on 3 pitches. Well, Seaver went to work and blew Geronimo. Seaver struck him out. Danny's gone. Seaver just overpowered him on 6 pitches. Strike 3. Rose is caught looking. 3 times in a row, Seaver has nailed Rose.
Pitching to me was a continual education process.
Tom was an icon. He was, from day one, the way his approach to the game was when he joined the Met organization. He turned us from a laughing stock into a professional organization.
And I think my pitching style developed from myself. It was just an education process, even when I was back and starting in junior college, and I began to think about it and work on it and work on it.
Strike 3, strikeout number 9 for Seaver. Strike 3, 11 strikeouts for Seaver.
Seaver back quickly again with the fastball, bounce to the right side. Backhanded by Clendenin. Throws to Seaver low, but Seaver gets it.
But that's an education process that starts from day one and really goes all the way.
Seaver glances to third as he works from the full windup. He sends in the 1-2 pitch. Morales strikes out swinging.
Couches to first base. Dreesen has it. He goes to the bag and Seaver's got it. Bob Seaver has pitched his first Major League no-hitter.
I really feel that I am thrice blessed. One, to have the beautiful family that I have, not only my wife and kids and my brothers and sisters and father sitting here, but to have the beautiful friends that are sitting, that are with me today. The other is to have had a beautiful and great talent
and been able to portray it right here at Shea Stadium for 10 years in front of the thousands of people that are here today and the thousands of people that were in this ballpark through those 10 years.
We never put our heads between our legs and we always fought, and it's the greatest feeling in the world.
And of course, when we heard the news that he had passed away yesterday, interesting to note that the Metropolitans beat the Baltimore Orioles. I was thinking earlier today when I was trying to put some words together, and what do you really say that hasn't for so many years already been said and heard? If we were to take New York City and build one human being, Tom Seaver would be its right arm. Since, let's face it, Seaver was always armed and dangerous. He personified everything good. Excellence, inspiration, pride, hope, and results. The franchise he was, Tom Terrific he was himself, was a miracle man. Standing then and now, certainly as tall as any New York building, reaching for the sky and touching cloud nine. What he meant to the organization, what he meant to the team, his fans, and his city cannot be measured at all by any number, any stat, any metric. Not when he could make your heart beat as fast as that 7 train you took to see him throw another inning of dominance. When you consider his time, the decade, the State of the Union, the State of New York, and the State of the Metropolitans in that decade, what he did and when he did it made you believe that he could walk on the moon. And he wasn't too far away from Neil Armstrong when Neil did that. New York City. New York City. So famous internationally for so many addresses. Now has 41 Seaver Way among them. Seaver was from the Golden State, but know this, more gold has been discovered in New York, and Seaver was a gem that still shines as bright as any New York baseball player ever seen, period. Condolences to all who loved him, to all who admired him and respected him, including his family, his city, and his fans. May he rest in peace, and his memories be a blessing. At 10 o'clock, one of his teammates, Ron Swoboda, and I think we could say, figuratively speaking, that in Game 4, that 1969 World Series, it was in the top of the ninth inning. That looks like it might fall in. No, it did not. Forget about Dwight Clark in 81 with Montana and the catch. This was the original catch that Swoboda made. And I believe he was with Art Chamsky. We heard Art Chamsky earlier today, John Franco, Howie Rose, so many people today speaking from the heart. And we had Art Chamsky on some time ago, not that long ago, talking about the anniversary of the 69 team. And I believe he and Swoboda, Buddy Harrelson, too, at least three, if there was another former Metropolitan that went to visit Seaver, it escapes my mind at the moment. But I believe Swoboda was there. And he'll give us not only his thoughts and remembrances, and certainly some of his memories playing and being the teammate of Tom Seaver. So Ron Swoboda, the right fielder of note, and boy, that took away a rally. And of course, Seaver was to go 10 innings in that game four and end up by the 2-1 winner. So we'll talk to Ron Swoboda at 10 o'clock, and we'll try to get Jody McDonald on at 11 o'clock. And we're going to talk to Bob Huesler. He, the original Met. Bob was also with the Maggie and the Moose earlier today on Your Fan in New York City, and we'll talk to him as well. So lots to do. We want to remember, of course, Tom Seaver, and again, so many people speaking from the heart and sharing so many stories of either being there at Shea, watching him on TV, listening to Bob Murphy and others, of course, on the radio, and maybe off the field meeting him. What a day of remembering the great number 41. As far as the game tonight, maybe somebody can call, let me know who won. The polar bear was 4 for 42, and then make it 5 for 43. The Metropolitans were down 4-0. You know, they were down 7-4, and they get the J.D. Davis home run for the tie and Alonso the drive for the win. And the Metropolitans winning this game in spite of Robert Gsemelman, in spite of Miguel Castro, who looked like Fidel Castro, and Billy Hamilton. Nice base running from Billy, who looked more like Alexander Hamilton, making that first out at third base. And you can, on the other side of the proverbial coin, make the argument the Yankees losing this game and blowing, of course, the 4-0 and 7-4 lead. Well, they ended up losing this game because of all of those two-out hits that hapless was to give up, especially in that fourth inning when it was 4-1, and it seemed like it took all day and all night before Boone was getting somebody up in the bullpen. He got Abreu up in the bullpen, and that was a mistake when later on, of course, he got him up in the bullpen. But gee whiz, they were just slamming hapless all over the field, and we don't see anybody in the bullpen. So again, taking his time, and the Metropolitans getting three hits and three extra base hits from the Todd Father. And the Metropolitans also getting three hits from Rosario. That's his first three-hit game. Something's gotten into Rosario, who also has two walks this season. And both of those walks have come within your recent memory. And he gets three extra base hits tonight. So, and with two walks in the last couple of games, who can explain this? Again, Ahmad Rosario. The Mets outdoing the Yankees with two hit outs, or with rather two out hits, but you know what I mean. Getting four of them in that bottom of the fourth inning, and getting two more in the bottom of the eighth inning, and how rare is that? And Yankee fans not in love with Chapman, not in love with Tyler Wade, he too with the base running error, and not happy with Albert Abreu in the 10th inning looking more like Fat Albert, with rain falling on the Yankee side of the field, and Edwin Diaz, pinch me. Edwin Diaz gets the win after walking his first batter, of course, and then striking out the side in the ninth and hanging around in the 10th inning to get the win. So, again, Yankee fans certainly not thrilled with Chapman late, not thrilled with hapless early, and twice blowing leads, and the Yankees looking anything. Now, we know from the injuries, of course, but the Yankees looking anything like a championship team. And certainly, if you want to go with the most recent example, not even looking as good as a playoff team with everybody except the Pirates allowed into the postseason. We'll take a break, and we'll get right away to your telephone calls. 10 o'clock, we'll have Ron Swoboda. He'll talk about the catch. He'll talk about Seaver. We want to hear your thoughts, your feelings on this Thursday night on Your Fan. So no from the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you on a Thursday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 1 on Your Fan New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.